Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues for Shabbat B'chalotcha. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and we are in Chapter 5 of Yuma, Mishnah Bet. Now remember, we started off yesterday talking about the Avodah of Ketoret in the Kodesh Kodashim, in the Holy of Holies, and now the Mishnah Bet gives a detail, Misha Nitel Ha'aron, when the Aron was taken. We actually mentioned yesterday they had the Aron in the first temple time, up until just shortly before the Churban HaBayis, the destruction of the first temple, and it was hidden away. There is a discussion in our sages that maybe the Aron was taken out of Yerushalayim by our enemies, and we can resolve that kasha by saying that was the second Aron, the one that went out to war, but that the main Aron, the main Ark of the Covenant, was hidden in the secret tunnels under the temple. But in any event, when there was no longer an Aron in the temple, the second temple, Evan Haita Sham. There was an ancient rock there in the place of the Aron. It was under the Aron originally. Mimot Nevi'im Rishonim, from the days of the first prophets. Now that's talking about way back in the time of David and Shlomo. The Shtia Haita Nikra. It was called Evan Hashtia or Shesia, as is commonly said. The Evan Hashesia is the foundation stone. Some say it's the foundation of the entire world was created starting from that stone and moving outward. The Rambam and others explain it's the foundation of the world because our tefillot, our prayers, our avodah is directed at that location, and that continues the world's existence. And the Mishnah says, Gevoa min ha'aretz shlosh etzbaot. It's three fingers off the floor level. Ve'aleha hayanoten. And without the aron, the Kohen Gadol would place the coals on this rock. On to Mishnah Gimel, Natal et Hadam. The Kohen Gadol goes out of the temple and takes the blood. Remember, this is the blood of his par, the one that he confessed over for himself and his wife and all of the Kohanim. Mimisha Haim Amarasbo, from the Kohen who was stirring the blood, so wooden congealer, remember, on the fourth row of stones. Nichnas l'machem shenichnas. Now he takes the blood of the par and goes back to the place where he had entered, the Kodesh Kodashim. V'amad v'makam sh'amad, and he stands in the same place. V'hiza mimenu, and now he sprinkles from the dam apar using his fingertips. Achat lamala, once above, sheva lamata, and seven times below. Lo haya mitkavin l'chazot lo lamala v'lo lamata. Now he's not trying to aim above and below. Elikim maslif. It's as if he's whipping. Now the Mefarshim bring explanations that the first time he's sprinkling the dam with his palm upward, so it goes more upwards, and then seven times after is sprinkling with his palm downwards. And some say kimatzlif is like a person whipping, you know, if somebody who sinned, the bezdin, the court, would give lashes for certain averot, and when they would do, they'd start at the top near the neck and work their way down the back when they were giving the makot, the malchus, the lashes. So he would do the same thing, he would start up and work his way down. V'kach hayamona, and thus would the Kohen Gadol count as he's sprinkling the dam of the par. Ahat, one, that's the one above. Ahat v'ahat, one and one. Ahat v'shtayim, one and two. Ahat v'shalosh, one and three. Ahat v'arba, one and four. Ahat v'chamesh, one and five. Ahat v'shesh, one and six. Ahat v'sheva, finally one and seven, meaning the one above and the seven below, lower, were counted separately. Yatza, he would leave the Kodesh Kodashim again. V'hinichu and leave the bowl of the blood of the par on a golden stand that was in the temple building. Yashar Koach and Shabbat Shalom.